Welcome back to the Final Shot Podcast. Today on the show, we've got one of my long-lost friends. I haven't talked to him fucking forever. COVID hit, yeah. And then he got weird. His beard got huge. Ladies and gentlemen, Adam, the Boogeyman Braidwood. How's it going, brother?
Hola, ¿cómo estás? How are you? You don't speak French? That's French for hello.
I don't think that was French. I think that was Spanish.
Yes. Look at us. Just found a couple of computers here. I can't believe I saw some clip of you guys had Dario on the show. I didn't even think he was relevant anymore. I don't even talk to the guy.
That clip was from 2 years ago.
Yeah, that's what I was hoping for. He's not talking about anything. I heard he got a sparring job offer with Beterbiev and I said, that's about as far as you're going to make in a boxing, buddy. You might as well go fucking take him up on that offer. So hopefully he takes that.
You guys still converse regularly?
I try to avoid it. Like, I don't know. His ego got a little too big. It kind of got away from him there. He's down there in Florida where they don't have to wear masks and he thinks he's better than the rest of us.
I did light him up on the Instagram a couple of weeks ago for a few days straight with the.
I really like that the play on words. If I'd had some more time, I would have. It should be like a Dario Thesaurus Almanac, like things you can make out of the word out of the name Dario. I think that would be beneficial to society. I would say.
What was your favorite one?
The Dario Lopez was pretty good, I thought. And then there was the one where he was like the creepy, what was the serial killer? It was like...
Darles Manson.
Yeah, Darles Manson was pretty good. I liked that one. That was probably my second favorite. That, or it was a tie for first. It was pretty good. I smoked myself in the head with... I was busting up my old bed there, the box springs and the sluggo. See, it looked like prime firewood, so I was like, man, I hate to go to waste. And then about the second one I tried to stomp on it, kind of ricocheted and smoked me in the head there. So
I see a lot of Instagram videos of you outside chopping wood, and some of them make me a little nervous because you're a little free with the axe.
Yeah, I kind of just like to just swing it and see how things turn out, but I'm trying to get away from that. I'm doing more planning, more discipline. I'm taking my time. I actually restructuring my backyard. I moved the gym because, you know, here locally, we don't really have as big an issue with like the whole like signing in, booking a time and all this crap that people in the city got to like deal with. But I just figured the less people I got to see, you know, it's probably better for my mental health, safer for everybody. And then I don't have to worry about spraying down everything every 2 seconds and worry about people complaining and ratting me out for not wearing a mask. And so, yeah, I just kind of keep to myself and my property.
So you've manufactured a gym in your driveway?
Yeah, I just contracted a welder, you know, supporting local businesses. He made me a heavy bag stand, and I actually just secured everything way better. It wasn't my idea, but I re-landscaped my whole yard. And I got a double-end bag. I got a heavy bag stand. I got a Cobra bag. I got a I got pretty much everything. I got a sandbag. I got a squat rack. I got a bunch of dumbbells, kettlebells, all the bands. I got pretty much everything that you need, basically, like a few little things I don't have. But, yeah, I got a timer. And the whole nine, I got a heater in there, everything. So, yeah, I'm fucking laughing, man. And then, plus, I got, like, a 40-foot driveway, so I can do all my med bell stuff. And I can even do sprints if I really wanted to.
Well, I've just manufactured a gym in my own basement, too. I actually contracted a welder.
Yeah.
And had them make some racks and all that kind of stuff to hang bags from. I actually got them to make me a all-metal speed bag platform. Which is pretty cool.
Very nice. Cuts down on the noise.
Yeah, cuts down on the noise, and with the density of the metal, it works way better.
Perfect. Yeah, I've seen some of those. They got like those super thick ones too. Seem to be a little bit better, but yeah, I live in a trailer, so I guess like getting a double end bag, I could do it if I got a stand, I guess. But the temporary garage I got, it's only 40 by or it's 20 feet by 10. So it's not huge, but yeah, it'd definitely be something I wouldn't mind. I should piss off the neighbors. Well, I only got a couple, so.
What is the Cobra bag? It looks like the speed bag on top with the big spring.
Yeah. So I had a shitty one. I had a ringside one, and the spring was at the bottom, and I tried to make an adjustment. Didn't work. I just got the other one. The Ryan Garcia one looks a little bit better. They just got like a different spring with a different play. But the ringside one that I got is the best one because it's a non-inflatable bag. You pretty much hit it with a baseball bat. Nothing will happen. I got went through some of the reviews, and a lot of the other ones, the title ones and stuff, they're like inflatable and look shitty, and they definitely broke. So the only thing I don't like, I hate the big water thing because it's kind of unstable. So
yeah,
I got another stand here. Actually, yeah, it just kind of gave me an idea. I might make a little adjustment and just put it right in the ground, put some plates anchored to it. Yeah, that's the only problem with home gym stuff is it rattles around a lot, and if you don't secure it. So this time I just added a foot of gravel, and then I just buried everything and packed it down, put my rubber mats on top.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, so just because I hate adjusting stuff, and that was the problem I had with my life. I'd like move this over here, move that. So I just reorganized everything, buried it, put it all down, and now I don't have to move any weights around and weigh anything down. It's just all ready to go.
Well, my new house, I have a wide open, unfinished basement. You can't do that over in Sunnyvale because you guys are in trailers.
No basements here. Yeah, no, we're all propped up here in case it floods. That's about it.
So over the last year, I get a lot of questions. Where's Adam? What's Adam doing? Is Adam going to fight again? How old is Adam? would he be interested in a gay relationship? The biggest question is people want to know, are you going to fight again?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, it's just got to be the right fight at the right time. I don't have a manager or anything right now, or promotion or anybody that's doing fights, obviously. So it's a little bit tricky. So I had about 5 fights, I think, full through in the past 2 years. So it was super frustrating. And unlike a lot of guys, like, I stay in the gym. Like, I've taken 2 months out of our gym in the past 2 years, basically, just because we were switching gyms. So our gym got closed down. So we went to Nanaimo for a bit. We were training there for a bit. And then, it was a hard commute for everybody. It's almost an hour drive, which sucks for some of us. And so we switched. Now we have a gym. And it's actually ended up being way better. We got a big vaulted ceiling. And so we can follow all the guidelines. It's a huge space, 2,000 square feet. So we have a full-size ring. We can all stay 6 feet apart. We just got new bags. We got ringside all-leather bags, which are actually really nice. And, we can't spar or do hand pads or anything like that. But, at least I'm in there. Rich can tell me what I got going on. But I'm always in the gym. I train full-time. I pretty much live my life like I'm in camp all the time. And, because when I get a phone call, it's not going to be an easy fight. So far, I've been offered 3 fights against 3. I think 2 of them were top 5 and the other 2 were top 10. And so that would be those are fights that I'm willing to take, but not after like a 2-year layoff. Like, I wouldn't mind. I don't need an easy fight. I don't care about having it easy. I would like a fight just to do a proper training camp and just get used to it again. You know, there's a couple guys in the country that I want to fight. Obviously, I want to go beat the fuck out of Simon. And, like that's something I'm going to go work towards, right? Now, if the right opportunity comes somewhere else, actually, Manny just posted a thing with Thor Bjorgensen, that power man or that powerlifting strongman guy, is boxing now. And so if something like that comes up, I would take that 100%. You know, I don't really want to get into the whole, like, circus act fight stuff, but if some big guy wants to get down, we can have it out, no problem. And realistically, it's just my only problem is right now it's not the training, it's not anything other than the fact that there's not a lot of cards, right? And so to fight a guy like Simon, I want to build it properly. I don't want to get a call 3 weeks before and be like, hey, do you want to do this fight? Because that just gives them an advantage or whatever, right? Like, I'm not an opponent. You know what I mean? I'm not going to, like, I'm 36. I got 2 years left of fighting, maybe more. My body feels fine. You know, I don't have fucking issues training hard. You know what I mean? I run, you know, 4 or 5K every other day. I got an assault bike in my house that I ride every other day. I'm in the boxing gym 4 nights a week. I do strength and conditioning 4 nights a week. And plus, like, I'm just an active guy too, right? Like, in my spare time, I go for hikes. I'll go do ice baths in the river. I'll go run up the side of a mountain. Like, that's what I do. And, like, I'm not in a position, like, where I can just chill out and rely on my amateur background because I don't have one.
Yeah.
And so, you know, if fights start to happen and they come up, like, 100%, I'll take it. But I'm not going to be, like, some punk just because I don't need the money. Like, I don't need, like, some payday, 10 grand, 5 grand, 4 grand, just, to, like, go fly in just because, like, you know, I got to pay child support or something cheesy like that. You know, like, you know what I mean? Like, this is what he's going to do. They just sell their ass.
Yeah.
And people are like, oh, I respect that. He took it on short notice. It's like, no, his power is probably about to get turned off, so he needs to take it. But, like, I want to build stuff properly because I'm not some punk you can just call in and, like, you know, like, you got a guy who's coming off of 10 wins and, you know, like, I haven't had a fight in 2 years. Like, that's a joke. You know what I mean? It's like, give me a guy who's a challenge, you know, but, you know, who's not coming off a 10 fight, 10 KO, got a promoter backing him. He's stepping up in competition. Gradually, and then you know, they just need me to fill in. Like, I'm not that guy, right? So it's like, I'll go find a fair fight against somebody, you know, Dylan, you know, whoever. I don't know, Teslanko. Like, there's all these other guys sitting around Canada that are in kind of the same position as me. They haven't had a fight in quite some time. So, like, let's get a competitive fight. Well, other than Dylan, but, like, let's get a competitive fight, and you know, then we can start from there. But it's like, I'm not going to jump in and go fight, you know, a top 10 guy on 2 weeks notice in a different country where there's not even enough time to travel. Like, these people, like, think I'm a joke. I'm not going to, like, you know, do that because I'm getting better. That's the difference between me and a lot of these guys. Like, I'm a lot better than I was last year. I'm a lot better than I was the year before. The best fight I had was my last fight. And, you know, like, I'm a lot better than I was then. I'll have more skills. I have more ways to hurt guys. I have better footwork. You know, basically right now I'm a little bit heavy and that's about it. I just got to start, you know, dialing back the late night snacks, man. That's a problem.
In all reality, there's two places in Canada putting on cards right now, and they're both in Quebec and they're both on lockdown now. So I know I, the Tiger management, was probably interested in doing you versus Dylan Carman.
Yeah.
I think that was on the table, and I believe Jan Pellerin might have been interested in something.
Yeah, I heard. Yeah, I actually talked to him, and I just said, "Hey, man, like, if you want to put me on a card, sure." Like, there's guys out there that you know would, I guess, technically be like a warm up fight. There was some talk about me fighting the Panda, Adam Dyskowski, and like sorry, man, like if you're a fan of him or you're listening to this, Adam. Like, I'll bury you. Like, it wouldn't even be a fight. I would beat the, you know, I'm not going to swear. I'm not going to get carried away. But there are some guys out there. I'd love to fight Teslanko if he's in the country. You know, there's guys out there. They're even talking about me fighting Steve Bosse. He's a little bit small. I don't like fighting small guys. I've had to do it, obviously, at heavyweight. There's guys that are, like, kind of in between 6'2", 6'3", 230, 220. I don't really want – I'd rather go fight that Thor Bjorgensen, 6'10", 400, or whatever he is, because, you know, it just looks kind of cheesy when you're fighting all these small guys, and they can be a problem, too. They can move, and they can run, and, you know, like, I want to fight some guys, right? And so, you know, depending on who's out there and who's staying ready, you know, like, I will get a fight as soon as somebody's locked. As soon as this lockdown is over, right? Like, I've seen a lot of guys are going through some tough times right now, but I'm staying ready. Like, I'm not like, oh, like, this COVID, I don't have to train. It's like, no, man, like, I built a gym to go train when everything shut down. Like, I'll be ready to roll real soon.
The Kung Fu Panda fight doesn't make no sense because he couldn't even get fucking half-assed past that Jay Bird guy. That fucking Jay Bird, I'll slap the shit out of you.
But. Yeah, exactly. So, you know, like, I'm not going to give these guys any of my attention or energy. You know, like, they can think whatever they want. You know, like, it's a matter of, I would take that fight if it was offered just simply because I haven't taken a fight. And, you know, like, I'm not a beggar, but, you know, I can't be too choosy on who my opponents are. It kind of seems like I'm way out of their class, or you know, I'm going to be fighting somebody who's coming off a win streak. You know, if you give me 10 fights right now consistently and I'm on a 10-fight, 10 KO streak, I'll fight anybody on the planet. But, you know, boxing is a funny thing, right? Like, there's ring rust, there's timing, there's lots of things that give you an advantage, and that only comes when you're fighting all the time. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not a guy like Tyson Fury who's got all this experience. He would take 2 years off, and even him, he had 2 warm-up fights before he fought Wilder, and even that was a little bit quicker than a lot people recommended. And he's, you know, been boxing since he was, you know, in diapers, right? And so there's just a way to do things. And so, you know, we're talking about going down to Mexico. Maybe I'll hit up one of these government officials, and since they're not allowed to travel, or they got busted traveling, see if I can jump into one of their timeshares or something like that, and they can hook it up.
That'd be kind of funny. In all reality, though, I think best case scenario for you in Canada is a Stan Cermak or a Dylan Carman, yeah. Frankie Rill, something like that.
100%. Like, what didn't make sense to me is when Simon got hurt, why they didn't call me for Stan. That being said, you know, flying in 2 guys who aren't local, you know, like, you know, why would they do it, yeah. Right? And then sanctioning bell fees and all that stuff. Fair enough, right? But that's the fight I want. I was supposed to fight for the Canadian title. You know, I got lots of fight in me, man. Like, it's honestly, when people ask, like, hey, are you still fighting? I'm like, hey, man, are you still working? Like, you know, like, just because there's COVID doesn't mean, you know, like, the desire to want to stop fighting. Like, I'm not lazy. I didn't change anything out of my routine for this shit. And, you know, I'll be ready to go very soon.
And when I mention those names, I mean no disrespect to those guys. They're all fantastic. I like all of them.
Yeah, as long as you say it with no, with all due respect, you're good.
Yeah. So other than that, other than fighting, because we got fuck all to talk about when it comes to that, actually, because nobody's doing anything. You have a couple businesses on the go?
Yeah, you know, I'm always, I work for a couple licensed producers in the cannabis industry. So a lot of people, you know, ask me about that. So I just do consulting and marketing with them. And, you know, I was working with Sovereign and stuff like that a little bit, and I was doing a lot of advertising on social media, but now Facebook bans all that stuff, which I think is hilarious, because yeah, now all of a sudden they've become the gold standard of what you're allowed to talk about online, which I think is an absolute joke, because the world is definitely gotten really weird. There's so much misinformation out there and so much crap going on right now that, you know, it's hard to sift through a lot of stuff. And that's, well, I've lost contact with a lot of people because typically I delete my apps every day. Right now they're on there just for a couple of reasons, just for work related reasons. But I'm tired of being spied on. I'm tired of, like, you know, being censored, hearing all the negative stuff, all the misinformation. Like, all of a sudden everybody's an expert. They're arguing about shit they don't know anything about. And, you know, I just kind of get sick of it. And so, you know, an eye-opening thing for me was just, like, every time I went to go search something on Google, I'd start getting advertisements on Instagram. Now, whether or not my phone's listening to me or not, is kind of irrelevant, because this stuff is still coming up. You know, people are collecting data, they're buying and selling it. You know, people want to deny all this stuff all they want, but we're being monitored, we're being manipulated, we're being fed a bunch of bullshit. And I just don't subscribe to that stuff, man. Like, you know, like, a lot of people ask me why I joke around about things, and, like, why I'm maybe insensitive to a lot of the things, and conspiracy theories and all this crap. And, like, you know, the reality of the situation is this. Politicians and the news lie to you nonstop, and they always have, and they always will. It's documented. You cannot argue with it. It's nonstop. Now, if you had a friend who consistently lied to you, would you invite them into your house every single evening and trust what they say? Like, maybe they are telling the truth that one time, but I'm still not going to invite them into the house. But that's what people typically do with this news stuff. It's like, the news constantly makes mistakes. These politicians clearly lie. Like, what, the premier of Alberta or whatever, he preemptively made a lie. Like, he made a video of him sitting with his family telling everybody to stay in, and then he's on vacation in Hawaii. And it's a very simple solution. So, like, the problem is every one of his constituents, every one of his friends, every one of his coworkers fucking knew what he was doing. 100%. How do you not book time off work? Like, how did you get the crew in there to make the fake video beforehand and lied about it? So, you know, in the rest of us in society, you have organized crime charges, conspiracy charges, and that's when two people, more than two people, get together and conspire to commit a crime. So why not hold them accountable the way that they hold us accountable? You know what I mean? Like, they're standing on stage, they fake the pump, right? That, it kills me. Like, they put on their mask before they go walk out, they take off their mask, they do the fake pump of the hand sanitizer, they do the fake pump. They do the fake injection for the whatever, the vaccine or whatever it is. Hold them accountable like they do everybody else. Find them. Make them pay for their own lawyer fees instead of the taxpayers. So it's like people, they buy into this crap and they sit there and they're like, well, they're probably not lying to us this time, even though they lied to us yesterday. And then one politician who is the other politician's friend is like, we don't support that behavior. Fuck you. Yeah, you do. 100% you do, because you support it by noncompliance and ignoring it. And so try them all the same, right? Just list, okay, you know what? The premier of Alberta, he lied to everybody. His constituents knew it. Try them all together. Organized crime like everybody else does. They're lying and they're deceiving everybody as the people. And then people, you know, they're just, they don't want to believe it. They get mad about it. They post about it on Facebook. It gets censored and blocked. And then the next day they forget about it because it's too much trouble to fucking deal with this shit and to like look for the truth. And so I just sign off of that stuff. You know, I just try to mind my own business. I'm like anybody though. I do get involved here and there, but you know, with what's going on in the world, it's kind of sad to see the way things are going, because, you know, revolting and, you know, like doing these riots and busting into the government building and stuff isn't the answer either.
No.
Because all that stuff's manipulated too. You don't think that the Democratic Party could have stopped the Trump people from invading that building? Like, they're like, no, I'll come in here. Like, now we get to shit on Trump for the rest of the month and impeach him and make him look horrible. And make sure he doesn't get to like put in all these policies that'll mess up our stuff later. It's all just a big manipulation. It's a big joke, right? And people just, you know, they don't want to buy into that crap. So I delete my apps typically every other day. I'm pretty close to just switching my number and getting a flip phone, moving further out in the bush, right, man. Like, I got a flip phone sitting here. I found him in one of my storage lockers, man. Like, it's just all the crap that's going on out there. It's just like, it's mind-blowing, the stuff that's going on out there, the amount of misinformation, manipulation. And then you got these hypocritical politicians telling you to rat out your neighbor for having people over for a funeral or for a Christmas dinner.
Yeah.
And then they're partying, you know, in their little mansions with a whole bunch of strangers laughing at us. Right. And people don't, they don't want to believe that. Right.
Well, the day after the riot broke out at the White House, the White House was stormed. I tuned into SportsCenter in the morning, and I see LeBron James on there. Like, okay, well, maybe he's going to say something intelligent. Nope. Yeah. Well, if that was black people, it doesn't matter. On that day, it doesn't matter what color you were. You were getting in, you're going to be fine. You go do that tomorrow, doesn't matter if you're black, white, orange, purple, green, you're dead. You're getting shot.
Yeah, unfortunately, you know, you know, the race thing is very sensitive for a lot of people. And you know, the problem is these people with voices are horribly undereducated in a lot of subjects, right? And so, you know, when it comes down to it, you know, like, obviously there is tons of racism in the States. I live down there. Like, I've seen it. I've experienced it. And they probably are right. You know, I think they showed the picture of one of the protests, the Black Lives Matter one. They had, you know, army sitting there protecting the government building, whatever the fuck they call it in the States. I always want to call it the Parliament building. Is that what they call it down there?
The White House.
Well, yeah, of course they did, because they send a message, right? And then they let the Trump people through, because in the big picture, they're going to clamp down on gun control. They're going to blame Trump. It's all manipulation, and it gets people divided. And then, you know, you have people like LeBron James saying, oh, if it was black people, and then black people are like, yeah, I'm like, what if it was? And it's like, you know, and then it creates this division. But instead of seeing the big picture of the people in power are manipulating everybody. And it's like an old strategy. People are like, well, how do you know that? I go, because it's one of the oldest strategies in the book. It's called divide and conquer. Mm. Right. And so these people in power, they're so sick and they're so manipulative that they see the people as opposition. They see them as a threat. And so they treat you like a foreign invader. And that's what a lot of the policies are. You know, if you want to go into a country and destabilize it, you get the people to fight each other, and then they're easier to manipulate, right? They're going to be starving. They're not going to have running water. There's going to be sewage flowing in the street. And they're going to say, hey, look, if you want us to clean up the streets, you want us to help you, you know, like, we understand that these other people, this other party, whether it's a political belief, a race, a color, it doesn't matter. We all live in the same community. It's the people in power which are, you know, forcing us to fight each other. And that's not to say, it's not to take away from the racism, the historical things that have happened. It's education. It's understanding the fact that, yeah, you might have a problem with your neighbor, but the problem line is he's still your neighbor. You guys have to live together. And so when these politicians come in and destabilize it, and they do power moves like that 100%. Like they wanted the government to appear racist towards the Black Lives Matter protests. They wanted to assert their dominance and power because it creates unrest, and then they get more and more agitated, and then they start collecting firearms and start getting more radicalized, and then the real shitstorm happens. Then they start grabbing you up out of your house, arresting you, throwing you in a FEMA camp, and then all these Trump people, like, they think that they seize the day there, like, yeah, we won, look at us, we marched, and all of a sudden, now you got gun control, now you're all getting locked up, mm-hmm. Now all of a sudden, your president is getting impeached, and he's being made to look the bad guy, when those same news sources and news outlets were praising him, and now he's the enemy, he is the problem with America, he is everything wrong with the world, look at his extremist followers, we should arrest them. They're domestic terrorists. Well, wait a minute. Last month, you guys were celebrating them for standing up for themselves, for not backing down. It's all just a big joke. And realistically, people need to educate themselves, and they need to figure out a way that's sustainable and how to get along, because both parties are the same. Both parties are liars. They're manipulative, and they're just trying to exploit the people and just trying to usurp the power the best that they can. Once people see that, then race, where you live, all the gender, it's all irrelevant. It's all just a distraction, and it preys on emotion. Then people have these emotional states. Now, if you ask any psychologist, emotions are irrational. They make you do crazy things, right? That's why they have crimes of passion, and it's in a different category than, you know, there's a big difference between first degree murder and manslaughter. And typically one is an emotional accident, right? And that's why if you have a well thought out plan, it's first degree murder. And they have separate categories for all this stuff when it involves emotion, because typically it's completely irrational. And the sad thing is that these minority groups that a lot of people fake support, right? They do their little symbol, they repost something so they can feel good about themselves. Well, how many schools have been built? You know, like, how many families have had food put on their plate because of these organizations? And, you know, I'm super curious because I look a lot of their tax records, and you can see where their money goes. And a lot of the times it's just going to support political parties, yeah. Right? And people just want to feel good. They want to tear buildings down. They want to tear statues down. Well, the person agitating you, getting you to tear that statue down, is probably the exact same person in present day of the statue that you're tearing down. And it just makes you feel good for a little bit. And then that person is like, yeah, you're doing a great job. Here's your pat on the back. Give us all your fucking money while we throw you in jail. And it's like, you know, so it's unfortunate that, you know, people haven't got past seeing something as so mind-boggling as, like, race and gender and all this. It's completely irrelevant. It's about community. It's about education. And it's not who's more right, who can yell louder. It's ludicrous, and it's really unfortunate because a lot of people are in a really shitty spot right now because their government doesn't care about them, right? You got this guy Trudeau, like, the guy's a fucking joke, man. Like, the guy's partying at his lake cabin. you know, with a whole bunch of people partying, and then he comes out all bright-eyed and like, my people, here's a great opportunity during this pandemic where we can create a sustainable communist socialist selling us out to China plan is what he's really saying.
Yeah.
But he hides it behind this like progressive liberal bullshit. And it's like anybody with half a brain can like see through this guy's bullshit. You guys, a joke, man. I don't even need to know many of his policies. Usually I'll do a little bit of a research, but I can just tell when people are lying, they're full of shit, right? And it's really unfortunate that our world is in this place. I mean, the only benefit that can come out of this is maybe some animals will live, you know, a little bit longer, or maybe our environment will get better.
Well, I don't know when we're going to figure it out, that because we've been doing the same bullshit for God knows how long, before my time, before my parents' time.
Yeah.
When is humanity going to figure it out that there's actually more of us than there are of them? So why don't we just stand up and say no?
Yeah, and that's just it. And you know, the bottom line is this. So I have this argument, and I try to hear everybody's point of view, because I don't believe that any side is more right. Anti-maskers, maskers, all this stuff. I do believe that there is a basic truth on everything that's being said. I'm sure that wearing a mask does prevent some spreading of disease. I'm sure sanitizing your hand. Now, the problem is the same situation that I gave you a second ago with inviting the liar into your house to get the news.
Yeah.
The problem is once you've lied to us a whole bunch, you've discredited yourself on the actual real stuff. And so, you know, that being said, it's tough for me to swallow all this bullshit that they're giving us, because you've already lied to us a bunch. You continue to lie to us, and I'm sick of it. And, you know, I'm just not interested in sifting through what I feel might be right and corresponding accordingly, because they're the ones spreading all the misinformation, right? They're lying consistently, and they're hypocritical too, right? Like, don't put on the mask to go out and then pretend to be, you know, worried about overcrowding in the hospital, right? Yeah. Like, it's like, you're a liar, man. Like, I can't swallow that. So whatever information they're giving us, I pretty much write it all off now, because they've lost that ability to gain my trust. And that's really unfortunate. There is more of us. Now, the problem is they're, like, people in power, wealthy people, they learn the history in a different way, right? A lot of people don't understand history. They don't understand, like, there's a big trend towards, like, people thinking communism is a good thing. Well, there's aspects of it that probably do sound good. And I think we do have some socialist policies, like healthcare and different things like that, that I think are good. Now, the problem is that it never works. It's never sustainable. If you ask any educated person out there to name an ideology that's sustainable over time, they might say democracy, but realistically, we've gotten away from that. I don't believe democracy exists anymore. Look at what's going on, all the fake voting, all the manipulation on Facebook and all this different crap. All that stuff doesn't exist anymore, right? People are just after money. They're just after power, and it's become super perverse. You know, it's unfortunate that they continue to do these things to destabilize us and to segregate us and, you know, to create, you know, even more racism, even though they're trying to pretend to hide it behind a guise of progressive behavior. It's not. They're going to end up, I think, that Yuri Borisov or whatever, they call them useful idiots. they call these people useful idiots who are standing up and getting nice and loud and getting everybody behind them. Because the problem is, if you stay divided, which they've clearly done, and it's become more and more extreme, you call one side white supremacist racist, you call the other side black this, you call this side this and that, and it's created this huge division, so now we can't cooperate. They keep us fighting about petty things or about, you know, natural resources and things that we actually need to stay alive. You keep them fighting and distracted. Meanwhile, they're implementing little policies, spying on us a little bit more, taking away a little bit more of our freedom. And all the meanwhile, everybody's fighting over toilet paper.
Are you going to get the COVID vaccine?
You know what? The only way they'll get me is because they'll probably make it illegal to travel without it. You know, I'm going to wait about a year, maybe two. I know a lot of people are super excited about it. And then on the other side, there's all these like over the top health concerns that are going at it. All I know is this. It takes 15 years to get a drug approved. The FDA takes about 15 years of trials and different things in order to get a drug approved. Now, why would I inject something into my body that has been studied for a few months? And there's a lot of super sketchy shit going around this whole pandemic. You might... You know, I'm not denying that people are getting sick and stuff, but the problem is all the little things going around it. So I'm going to wait and see what happens. And I definitely don't trust Bill Gates worth a shit. And from what I've seen of that little vaccine, I will not be getting the Moderna vaccine. Pfizer, you know, trusted a lot more in the pharmaceutical industry than a guy who can't get viruses off your computer, let alone out of your bloodstream. So, you know, that's my stance on it. If I have to get it to travel, I will. Will I get it? I had the Twinrix vaccination in high school.
Yeah.
As far as I know, there's nothing wrong. I mean, a couple of brief stints in the mental institution and incarceration in prison. Who knows? There might be a correlation. There might not. But, you know, that being said, like, if they ban travel or do something really hokey, like, say you can't renew your driver's license without a vaccine, you know, like, I'll probably be forced to get it. Will I be getting it anytime soon? Like, no, I'm going to wait a year or two and wait to see what happens, right? Sure. Because I don't feel like I do need it right now. If I get sick, you know, hopefully I'm in good enough shape and healthy enough I can fight it off, right? And if not, then I'm dead. Wow, then I don't have to worry about shit anymore.
I'm sure you'd be fine if you got it. Somebody who's actually flourished during this COVID time and all the bullshit is Dana White, who just put on a show today on primetime television, which is amazing because they did it once before. And the main event was, I believe it was Ken Shamrock versus Rich Franklin. But the actual showcase fight was Forrest Griffin versus Stephen Bonner on Spike TV. Oh. That was the one that that everybody tuned in to see. And they actually
I thought you were talking about today. I was like, what? I was like, Ken Shamrock is fucking fighting and I didn't hear about this. My God, the guy's so old he might turn to dust.
It was Max Holloway versus Calvin Kattar. I actually recommend that you go watch that fight because it was insane.
Very cool. Yeah, I'll check it out. You know, I don't usually watch too much UFC unless Mike Perry's fighting. And, you know, it's unfortunate that, you know, there hasn't been more shows. I got a huge respect for MMA fighters, and it's awesome that they're doing well. And good for Dana. You know what? He turned nothing into something, and I'll definitely go check it out, man. Big respect to the MMA guys out there.
What's going on with Mike Perry these days? I always see some shit online. He's fucking around or doing something.
Yeah.
There was something he kicked in a window or kicked in a door and cut his fucking Achilles.
Yeah, something like that. It's unfortunate that, you know, like social media and all that stuff, you know, gives people an opportunity to look into your life. And so I don't know what Mike's going on. Every time I talk to him, he's fine, right? Okay. So I don't really know him like that. I just know him kind of through Dario. So he seems in good spirits. He seems happy. Every time I talk to him, he's doing all good. And, you know, if he's got some demons and stuff when he drinks, you know, I'm sure hopefully he can work through it and not to kick plate glass windows and hurt himself because, you know, our body is the way that we make a living. And so I think, you know, hopefully he's doing okay. He seems like he's got some shit going on sometimes when he drinks, but you know what? Like we all do. I've kicked through a couple plate glass windows myself. So
he might be the ultimate troll, too. Who knows?
Yeah, maybe. I thought he was joking. When I first saw the video, I was like, I think he's just joking. I was like, nope, he's doing it for real. No, he's a crazy guy, and that's how he's gotten by for so long, and you know, hopefully it doesn't lead to anything more troubling.
That bed really kicked the shit out of your face. Eh? Did it get you in the nose,
too? Yeah.
Get you in the nose?
Yeah, dude, it smashed me right on the face. Or I'm going to plug. I got me good. Yeah, smashed it. I got to go finish it off, actually, before it gets dark here.
Did it give you a bloody nose?
Done yet, Tanner?
We can be if you want to wrap it up.
Yeah, I got to wrap it up before it gets dark here, buddy. All right. When's this playing? When are we doing this?
It'll be out next week.
Yes. Oh, yeah, let's get some fucking fights going, man. This Quebec lockdown, all this crazy shit. It's got to stop. You know what? If people, it's people got to be responsible for their own behaviors. You know, the dumbest thing you can do is go out and do an anti-mask protest, because whether or not people are getting sick with or without masks, there's more clampdowns from the government. I don't think we should fight back and rise up against the government, but I think we should be more aware of what's going on. But we also have to be more responsible, and we have to, you know, there's a lot of dirty ass people out there, man. You know how many times I've been in a public washroom and seen guys not wash their hands, even now?
That's fucking even gross.
Fucking now. And I'm like, dude, you were in the bathroom stall. I know what you're doing in there. You are guilty. Why are you wearing a cook outfit and going in without washing your hands? It's horrible.
Just so everybody knows, Dario Berdisian delivers packages after he hasn't washed his hands. So spray your boxes down.
He does, yeah. He is a logistical nightmare, that guy. He's getting written up all of the time.
You want to get some fights? You got a name for me you want?
Simon? I would take on Simon. You know what? I think we should just figure out this Canadian. I want this Lanko. You know, Mladen, if he's fighting, I would fight him. Dylan, I would fight him. I believe that's the guy, Stan Sirmagomedov. I would really like to fight Stan first. I believe that's a good challenge for me. He's only got one loss. I think we have a pretty similar record. I think that stylistically, I think it presents a good challenge. He's a mover. He's a very good athlete. And, you know, we were supposed to fight for the Canadian title. So I'd love to see that fight. Whoever puts on a card, you know, fantastic. And, you know, and I'll work my way up from there. Now, Thor Bjornsson, love to fight him. You know, I'd like to get after it with one of these movie stars. There is a lot of these YouTubers and a lot of people trying boxing. Different athletes crossed over. Nate Robinson fought and went horrifically. And people have a problem with it. But the good thing about fighting is, even for Logan Paul and all these guys, it's a very honest sport eventually. And eventually they're going to walk into somebody real. And they're going to have a real fucking problem. So all due respect to, with all due respect to all these movie stars and actors and other athletes crossing over into the sport of boxing. I did it myself many years ago, about 10 years ago. And I'd like to say, welcome to the party. Let's get down and fuck, it's too bad Kimbo Slice is alive. That would be a guy I wouldn't mind fighting.
That guy's a beauty.
Yeah, likewise. He's gone now.
I feel like I might have disrespected the Kung Fu Panda today. I like that guy. He's a really nice guy.
Super nice guy, but you know what? There's no friends in boxing.
No.
And, the other guy. We're going to have to get down here. And, you know, with all due respect, I'd love to fight you, Panda. If we can get a card going here, just put me on it. And I'll do a couple fights in one night. I'll do the George Foreman seven guys in one night. We'll just get it done out of the way.
And the other guy, Jay Bird, with all disrespect, you suck.
We don't even talk about him.
All right. Hey. Well, let's wrap this fucking thing up. Thank you to USG Canada. They make some of the nicest gloves. Do you have these boots?
I don't have the new ones. You know what? I didn't want to bug Howie too much during all this lockdown and stuff. I wanted to make some money. He's always sending me tons and tons of free gear, but those are looking pretty nice. I might have to hit them up.
These are nice. These are the new X Series gloves.
Very nice.
They
very
got
nice.
A new foam, a new cavity, and a new cuff.
Very nice.
Those are nice. Thank you to Fleshlight, Adam's favorite sponsor.
Yeah, I got a couple in the bedroom. They're very useful, yeah.
If you go to Fleshlight.com, use the promo code THEFINALSHOT, you'll save 10% on your purchase. Also, thank you to TKO Beards. They make some of the nicest beard oil. I got to get you some, I guess.
I'm going to have some beard oil, yeah. It's I've been doing the wild man stuff lately, but yeah, you know what? I'm up for trying new things anytime.
All right, well this will knock out everything that's in your beard. You won't be able to smell anything but this. TKO Beards, they're nice. Use the promo code THEFINALSHOT and you'll save 10% on your purchase. And as always, onit.com/TFS podcast. Anything you want, Alpha Brain, Shroom Tech Sport, Elk Bars, you probably like those.
Yeah, well, I might have to try some of those out, man. I never tried any Onit stuff personally, so yeah, let's do it.
It's good. use the promo code or just go to the website. That way it's TFS podcast and you'll save some money on your purchase. That's all you got for me today, Adam?
That's all I got for you, buddy.
All right, we're out of here. That's the final shot.